No, this is not Carnival Day in Pumpkin Center. It is the day of days in Washington, D.C.
The presidential oath of office.
Here comes the inaugural parade.
Are you prepared to take the oath of office as President of the United States?
I am, sir.
Left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand.
Raise your right hand.
If you will raise your right hand and repeat after me.
Repeat after me. I, William Jefferson Clinton, do solemnly swear.
I, Jimmy Carter.
I, Barack Hussein Obama.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
I will faithfully execute the office.
Execute the office of President to the United States faithfully. Faithfully the office of President of the United States.
The United States faithfully.
Will to the best of my ability.
Best of my ability.
Eisenhower began his second term as leader, not only of America, but all free people.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the United States.
Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson and the grief-stricken widow with them takes the presidential oath aboard the jet, which brings him, together with the body of the late president, back to Washington.
The flag flies at half staff. President Truman asks the full Roosevelt cabinet to remain in office.
So help you God.
So help me 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 God.
So help you God.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And that's what's happening in Washington, D.C. today, as the term of the 45th U.S. president ends and the term of the 46th leader begins. CNN.com will have live coverage. Like so many major events, things will look very different this time around, a far cry from any of the historic clips you just saw. Normally, U.S. lawmakers each get hundreds of tickets to fill about 200,000 seats near the front of the Capitol building where the president is sworn in. And hundreds of thousands more people usually come to the National Mall to watch the event from a distance. We don't know how many people will come to watch this year. Because of concerns surrounding coronavirus, President-elect Joe Biden's planning team has asked the public to watch online or on TV from home. As far as congressional tickets go, each member of Congress will get two, one for him or herself and one for a guest, for a total of 1,070 seats instead of 200,000. There will be additional seats for other government members, justices of the Supreme Court, and the incoming president's cabinet nominees, and every one of those folks will have to wear a mask. The 45th U.S. President, Donald Trump, will not be there. Several U.S. leaders are known to have avoided their successors' inaugurations for political reasons. President Trump is the first in 150 years to do so. His last full day in office was Tuesday the 19th. The White House's official schedule said he'd be working through the day, holding calls and meetings. The 46th U.S. President, Joe Biden, spent part of the 19th attending a vigil for coronavirus victims. He said his first priority as leader will be addressing the pandemic, but he's also expected to release a major immigration proposal on his first day in office. And as President-elect Biden prepared to take the oath of that office, the U.S. Senate held hearings for his cabinet nominees, giving the advice and consent required by the Constitution. 10-second trivia. The waters off Ecuador are believed to hold the world's largest population of what? Bull sharks, sea turtles, manta rays, or humpback whales? Large population of the world's largest species of ray is located off Ecuador. Manta rays are classified as vulnerable by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. What that means is that there's a high risk they could become extinct in the wild. Giant mantas can weigh thousands of pounds and have a wingspan approaching 30 feet, but their numbers are decreasing. The U.S. government says the biggest threat to them is commercial fishing, whether they're caught accidentally or targeted for their meat or gill plates, which are used in Chinese medicine. Environmentalists say deteriorating conditions in the mantas' habitats are also a problem, but there are a number of organizations working to protect manta rays around the world, and advocates say these animals are easy to love.
Thank you.
Our ultimate purpose is to get manta rays protected worldwide and also to protect their habitat that we know they need to survive. Education is a huge tool for this. We do education with local communities, also guests, and try and reach out to as many people as possible to inspire them the way we are inspired by the ocean. When we're out in the field, we collect lots of data. So we collect the ID photos. We also record environmentals when we're in the water. So current, plankton, weather, wind, as these are all things that may influence manta sightings. We also have an ultrasound system that we use that can help us to research their fecundity and reproductive systems. And we also have a system called a stereo video that allows us to measure the mantas. Once you see a manta ray, there's no way you couldn't care about them. Being in the water with them, you understand how gentle they are, how charismatic they are. The more people are aware of manta rays and their environment, the more they're going to want to protect them.
I'm loud. This hotline's a scream. The idea. You call it, you scream, you hang up. You maybe go to the website and hear other callers' screams. The hotline was created by an elementary school teacher. It says whether people are unhappy, terrified, frustrated, or elated, they have perfectly good reasons to scream. Tens of thousands have reportedly called to do this. So it's obviously struck a vocal chord, a cry for a yelp from thousands who want to let it all shout. Of course, critics might howl in protest, supporters might shriek with laughter, but I guess if all the voices are raised in high-pitched humor, all's well that ends well. Hey, we want to give a shout to St. Martin High School, the students watching in St. Martin, Mississippi. Hope you don't mind us giving you a holler. That's all the yelling I'm going to do today, at least on air, but we'll see you right back here tomorrow. I'm Coral Azuz.